The Yoga of Money, what yoga teaches us about managing money? Is there a yoga of money? Hello and welcome to the lindyyoga.com podcast. While we would need a plan to implement the yamas and niyamas as financial ethics, there are a number of strategies that are popular, especially in progressive and countercultural circles, that could help achieve this goal. For example, socially responsible consumption and investment, making the right living, and giving effectively to charity are all ways that Patanjali would approve of today. If we want our activism to be effective, we must be sincere in our actions. This means that we must be truthful and honest in our efforts. We cannot just write a check to a well-known charity and expect that to be enough. We have to do our research to make sure our money is going to a worthy cause. Earn ethically. To find the work you want, start by taking stock of your talents, interests and values and research relevant careers. Create an action plan to get the training you need. If you cannot give up your current job but do not feel comfortable doing it, try to find the deep meaning in your current situation and pursue it in a way that does not compromise your values. Easy life. But if you make a decision based on creating a life that is in line with your dreams and values, rather than money, you will find it much easier to make a change. You may want to consider simplifying your life so that you can switch to a dream career, even if the pay is modest. However, remember that it can be psychologically daunting to change your lifestyle, even if the result is a life that is more exciting every morning when you wake up. The messages we received from our parents about money, our spouses or children's expectations that we bring home a certain income, our self-image as a successful person, all these things can get in the way. Once you get used to a lifestyle, it is much harder to reduce it. Also, we tend to be creatures of habit. But if you make a decision based on creating a life that aligns with your dreams and values, you'll be better off. An experienced coach can help you figure out what you want to do with your life, help you create a plan to transition to a new career, and help you figure out what your goals should look like to make them work for your family. Think of the planner's fee as an investment in saving your life. Vote with your money. To make sure your purchases reflect your values, find out about the social aspects included in the products. If you boycott a company's products, write a note or email to the company explaining your actions. For example, buying organic food is not only healthier for you, it also prevents pesticides from getting into the soil and groundwater, protects workers and the soil, and often supports family farms. Invest with your heart. Choosing not to invest in a company for ethical reasons may not make much difference on its own, but it can be all the more effective if you own a few shares and can exercise your rights as a shareholder to influence how the company is run. If you are too busy or too clueless to do all this, you can buy shares in a socially responsible investment fund that participates in significant shareholder action to represent your values. Donate holistically. It's important to be generous, but that doesn't mean blindly giving away money. Take a closer look at the groups you want to donate to find out about their track record, the potential impact of their current projects, and how much of your overheads are donated, with 35% being a reasonable maximum. Also, don't forget that your time as a volunteer can be just as valuable to local groups as a monetary donation. Life in balance. While money has the ability to drive people crazy, the yamas and niyamas, a set of principles in yoga, can do the same if we try to control them rather than let them control us. There are those who take Patanjali's ideas and use them to justify questionable behaviors such as self-denial, stinginess, and contempt for the better off. For example, if we control too much, we are just as obsessed with money and unfree as if we spend all the time. Read the full article on www.lindyyoga.com and discover the Yoga of Money, what yoga teaches us about managing money. Just click the link below the video.